and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
November 14th, 2000. At my last job, someone made the mistake of assigning me the most prominent cubicle in the company. It sat directly across from the big conference room window, and was the first thing you passed as you left reception, to get anywhere else in the building. Dozens of people pass my cube every day. I took the honor, the opportunity to represent the company, very, very seriously. My favorite thing was the big lights. They were a short string of Christmas lights, but with pink, plastic pigs surrounding each bulb. Plug the thing in and the pigs would light up with a healthy, cheery glow. Ha ha, they'd say. We represent fun, and productivity and a non-authoritarian work environment. Ha ha, management hated the big lights. They never actually told me to take them down, but I heard rumors that they were frowned upon by executives, who saw them as unprofessional. Isn't it ironic that the same people who managed to drive the company into the ground could accuse me of being unprofessional because of my taste in decor? Silly me, I thought professionalism had to do with how well you did your job. I also heard they thought I had a bad attitude. If you can imagine. When I quit, I left the big lights in the cube as a memorial. They would remain eternally lit, reminding my former co-workers that they weren't sheep, weren't cogs, weren't ants, meant to labor in the blue-gray rough texture darkness at the whim of a bunch of die-joked incompetents. Burn big lights. Burn forever. The next day they were gone.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.